Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Chloe, it's Penny.
Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, hang on a minute. Let me just turn the burner off. Just a sec, okay. Right, now things.
Oh, everything's dreadful. I told Sarah to get out, and she did. And I haven't seen her since, and that was 2 days ago.
Hang on. You told Sarah to leave. What on earth did you do that?
Oh, Chloe, it's all one big mess.
What do you mean? Right, start at the beginning. Tell me what's been going on.
Oh, where do I start? Well, the other day a man came to the house asking for Sarah, but she wasn't in. Now, I knew I'd seen this man before, and I was right. He was the man who applied to be the lodger, the night that I was shut out. Do you remember the night the door slammed shut?
Yeah, I remember. I remember you saying you got soaked.
Yeah, that's right. Well, to cut the story short, Harry, that's the man's name, well, he knows Sarah. In fact, he knows her very well.
OK. Well, that's not a problem, is it?
Well, it is, because they met in a rehabilitation centre for taking drugs.
What? Sarah takes drugs?
No, she used to. She's clean now. Well, that's what she says. But also, he told me that she's been done for stealing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so presumably you asked Sarah all about it.
Yeah, I did. And at first, oh, you won't believe it.
Oh, I think I might.
Well, she lied. She actually lied to me and said she didn't know Harry. I mean, what a little...
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. So, carry on. What happened next?
Well, she did eventually admit to everything. And then I asked her about her work. You see, Harry said she had no qualifications.
So, did she take the exams after knowing Harry?
No, she hasn't got any qualifications, or very little. And oh yes, she does work for the council, but not in council tax.
The lying little so-and-so. Caw. So I take it you were annoyed.
Yeah, I was furious. And then at the end, she said it was all Harry's fault for telling me. And that's when I lost it. I just told her to leave. I think I said, get out or go away, something like that.
And she left. So have you heard from her?
No, I haven't. And that's why I'm worried.
How long's it been?
2 days. Tomorrow will be the third day.
Well, do you know if she's been into work?
No, I didn't like to phone them because I didn't want her to get into any trouble. Also, it looks a bit odd that she lives with me and I don't even know where she is.
Oh, OK. Well, what about friends? What about, Kathy? You said she was a friend of hers.
No, I haven't contacted her either. To be honest, I haven't done anything. I hope she'd be back by now, but now I'm getting worried. What if something's happened? It'll be all my fault.
Now, stop that. It ain't your fault. Of course she'll come home. She probably... feels a bit awkward, that's all.
But I yelled at her. I sounded as if I didn't want to see her ever again. Do you think I should contact the police and report her as a missing person?
Look, did she take a bag with her? Has she got money and a phone with her?
Yeah, she took everything.
Good. Well, that's something. Do you know if she's got any other friends or any family?
No, that's the problem. I don't know anything about her, really. Should I go to the police?
No, not yet. See if she comes home tonight, or even tomorrow, and we'll speak about it again tomorrow night, OK?
Oh, Chloe, I'm worried.
Well, don't worry. She's got money, so she can stay somewhere. She can buy food, so she'll be all right.
But what if she goes back on drugs? What if I've upset her so much she needs drugs to get through it?
That won't happen.
You don't know that. It might.
Penny, have you looked round Newport at all? You know, local bars or a favourite cafe?
Yeah, I did that yesterday. There was no sign of her.
Well, let's leave it for now. I'll phone you tomorrow night, and let's hope by then she's come home. One thing, though. When she does come home, are you going to let her stay?
Oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Well, you'll have to think about that. You'll have to tell her one way or another if she can stay or not. It's up to you, Penny, but that's what she'll want to know.
Yeah, of course, you're right.
Okay. Bye for now. Don't worry.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thanks for what?
You know.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.